What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
642, 18 till 8, 7 rather, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Talking about the flooding that happened in Texas, Barry Kime joins us, LSU health climatologist. Hey, Barry, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for taking the time. 82 people now dead that are being reported. Tell me where, for people that don't know, most of this flooding happened.
Well, we're in central Texas. It's called the Hill Country. It's right on the north and west side of places like San Antonio and Austin. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a very unique area, and it's known as Flash Flood Alley. So that ought to tell you something about it. It's in a very unique location. In fact, you know, this area only gets about half the rainfall that we get here in New Orleans. But they have a combination of factors there that can produce some of the biggest rainstorms known to mankind. And they see things that we don't even see down here, just because when the variables come together, it can produce some of the biggest rainstorms that we've ever seen.
Are we talking near Kerrville here or not?
Oh, absolutely. Kerrville is right in the heart of it. You know, Fredericksburg, if you've been up in that neck of the woods. And again, this is just a hop, skip, and a jump from, you know, San Antonio and Austin. As you go north and west from those locations, it's you find yourself right in the middle of what we call the Hill Country of Texas. Now, what's interesting about this area is, it's bounded on the southeast side, you know, the area we call the Hill Country, by something called the Balcones Escarpment. And this is a fault line, and it has rises, very quick. It's the first rise coming off the Gulf of Mexico, basically. As that warm, moist air comes in off the Gulf, it passes over the coastal plain, over Houston, you know, up towards Austin, and then it hits this little escarpment. It's only a few hundred feet. In some areas, it ranges up to maybe 1,000 feet, which is not a whole lot of elevation, mm-hmm. but it's just enough to create that uplift for that warm, moist air, and then it could pop off these incredible rainstorms when other variables are in place. So it's a very vulnerable location.
How much rain did they get, Barry?
Okay, they got between 12 and 18 inches, but here's the problem. And that's a hell of a lot of rain, don't get me wrong. But we've had more rain around here under certain circumstances. But the problem with this 12 to 18 inches is it fell in about 4 hours. And when you put that much rain on a landscape like that, it can really wreak havoc. And then, of course, we're in the Hill Country, so you have a lot of steep slopes. So all that water, all that rainfall that's landing across this area runs off very quickly into the valleys. And then we got this very rapid rise on the Guadalupe River to the tune of about 20 feet. And that 20-foot rise happened in about 2 hours, to give you some perspective on that. So they really, and it happened overnight. So, I mean, you know, the real problem here is the way all these variables coincided, it really maximized the impacts in terms of the rain and fall efficiency, the flood production, and then eventually the loss of life. It's just a horrific event.
Should the people have been, you know, I mean, as a judgment call, I guess I shouldn't have phrased it that way, but was that a dangerous area to be camping in the first place?
Well, you know, it's dangerous from the perspective of that we know big floods occur in the hill country of Texas, but they might occur, you know, every decade or two or three. So these are, it's kind of like hurricanes here in New Orleans. I mean, you know, how much do you wake up every day and worry about a hurricane? Well, I mean, occasionally they come and you deal with them, but obviously, you know, being there under these circumstances, maybe, you know, it clearly they shouldn't have been there. But how much warning did they get? And these are all things that they're trying to pick apart right now. But it does appear the National Weather Service did due diligence and, you know, had warnings out there with, you know, enough lead time. The problem is, once that information comes out of the Weather Service, how does that information eventually, you know, cascade its way down to the general populace? And this is something that we do need to study to make sure that we, you know, do this better next time.
So it was the geography of the area that led, with that 1,000-foot cliff you're talking about, that led to the development of this massive rainfall. I'm trying to understand this, Barry, as well as atmospheric conditions.
Yeah, we had the culmination of lots of things that come together. The area is already vulnerable because of its geography, with that Balkanese escarpment, and then of course the hill country is, you know, it's hilly. And it's a rougher surface, and when air tries to blow across that surface, all those mountains serve as a drag. It slows the wind speeds down, which makes it converge. It piles up in that one location, and when air piles up in one location, that helps further enhance the uplift. And uplift is the problem, because when air moves vertically, to higher altitudes, it cools. And that's what wrings the moisture out and causes the clouds and ultimately the rainfall. But in this case, we had remnants of Tropical Storm Barry, which made landfall down in Tampico, Mexico, a few days earlier. And it brought a lot of this tropical moisture on up into Texas. And it's positioned over the hill country. And then it coincides with an upper level low pressure system. And then, of course, at nighttime, we get something called the low level jet coming off the Gulf of Mexico. And it brings very warm, moist air off the Gulf. And then it hits that first upslope, coincided with all that moisture that's already there from this remnant hurricane with this upper level low. And then we pop off this crazy, cluster of thunderstorms to the tune of, you know, 12 to 8 inches of rainfall across the area. So historically, there are some famous floods in this area. Just to give you some example, a lot of talk is about the July 17th, 1987 flood in this same general area. Mm-hmm. For all the same reasons. It was on July 17th, so the timing is, you know, all very suspicious. They had about 5 to 10 inches over a very short period, and they had 10 teenagers drown who were at a religious camp there. And they basically started to evacuate, but the bus that they were in tried to do a low water crossing, and the bus got swept away. And of those 43 kids, 10 of them drowned. So this kind of stuff has happened in this area. This is not unprecedented. And then there was another big event here, August 2nd, 1978. It was called the Texas Hill Country Floods. 31 inches of rain in 24 hours at Bluff, Texas. And in that one, 27 people were killed. So it's not like these kinds of events are, you know, unprecedented in this area. But like I said, these are rare events. They occur every so often when all the ingredients come together. But when they come together here, it could really be a hell of a storm.
The president's saying that he doesn't know whether the agency did need to hire back more meteorologists. He says it was a thing that happened in seconds. Nobody expected it. Nobody saw it. Very talented people are there. They didn't see it. We'll pick it up there. We come back with Barry Keim, LSU health climatologist. And you got to wonder if somebody keeps texting in here about building codes. But if they know that the area is prone to flooding, I don't know why you build a camp there unless they think it can only happen so often? I don't know. Barry Kimes, our guest, LSU health climatologist. 6:50, 10 till 7, talking about the flooding in Texas. We'll continue the conversation when we come back on WWL. Right now, traffic. 6:55, 5 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Barry Kimes, our friend, LSU health climatologist, about the flooding in Texas, killed over 80 people. So I'm trying to get a handle on this, Barry. If it happens every so often, and that's what you're telling me in this area, should people even be there, or is it the kind of thing, and going back to what President Trump said about, you know, it just flared up and there's nobody can do anything about it. Is it the kind of thing where it just, when it does happen, there's little to no warning, and I don't know how you...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Everybody wants an answer for this, right? Everybody wants a reason why it happened or how to prevent it. But I don't know. Take me through this. Sometimes stuff just happened or what?
Well, I mean, it's obviously a beautiful location. And, you know, we all want to be in these, you know, somewhat hazardous areas, you know, to enjoy what they have to offer. And that's basically what's happening here. And again, these are not events that occur, you know, every year or every, you know, 5 years or even every 10 years. These are, you know, events like this, you know, occasionally pop up. And to say that there were only minutes to react is not accurate at all. I mean, the Weather Service, I would argue, did exactly what they needed to do. They were on, you know, on top of this as best they can. You know, this was predicted to some extent. I mean, they probably didn't get the total amount of rain correct, but I've seen some numbers where they were forecasting numbers of 7 to 8 inches of rain potential in this area. They ended up with, you know, 12 to 18. But nevertheless, even, you know, those kinds of rainfall amounts can really wreak havoc when they fall in very short periods of time. So, the Weather Service did have information out there. They had watches. They had warnings. But here's the problem is I just don't see how that information appropriately cascades down to the general populace, especially, you know, down to those people who are in those camps who perhaps should take caution. And but I mean, you know how that works when you're distracted, you got other things going. How many people are actually watching the weather every minute of every day to stay on top of those things? But there should be some mechanisms in place to make all that happen. So I do take a little bit of issue with how that was presented. I think the Weather Service really did do a more than adequate job under these circumstances. I think it's really once it leaves them, how does that information get to those people? Now, in terms of moving forward, though, and this is where again I would take some issue with the administration. I heard Christine Noem on talking about how they're trying to revolutionize and modernize the Weather Service. Well, they're cutting all the labs where all the innovation takes place, and all these cuts that are happening to NOAA, I would argue, did not contribute to this specific situation. But not any significant way. But these cuts are going to cripple all the NOAA research labs. That's going to limit our ability to learn from this event and perhaps do better with upcoming events in the future. So that's where my big concern is right now.
So see, time lapse of a river that just goes from a stream to like crazy rushing water. I don't know how long it took for that time lapse photography to occur, but how much warning did people have when the rain started to fall that it was time to get out?
Well, the problem is, you know, the worst of this stuff happened, you know, in the middle of the night. Now, there were warnings the day before. I mean, but, you know, you get these watches and warnings that you generally, you know, you pay some attention to, but you don't change your life in any major way. Perhaps in this case, they should have, especially given how vulnerable the area, you know, that they were in, you know, being on the banks of this particular river. So, you know, that's where those issues come in is, and I think I mentioned earlier, so this happens overnight, everybody's sleeping, and we get this, you know, basically a 4-hour rainfall event that puts, you know, this, you know, a foot to a foot and a half of water on the surface. It runs off these steep slopes very rapidly, collecting down in the valleys into the river system. And apparently the river rose 20 feet in 2 hours in these locations, which, you know, basically gave, you know, they had no warning, those people who were fast asleep. And next thing you know, they find themselves, you know, with this in the middle of a raging torrent of water, trying to cope with the situation. So
thank you, Barry. Appreciate the insight. We'll take a break and back talk to Joe Geruso about the Wisner Trust and more here on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.